There it goes.
I should tie up my head like a... Like,
you need the bandage that goes all the way around.
We could go get one right
and
now.
And you need a this wet bean bag.
We should put him in traction.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put you in a tiny little thin bed, and we need to have an old
I'm
lady.
I'm doing it right now with this hoodie, but I'm putting a little bit of pressure on the... See right there? But yeah, I'm going to have a real fat face this whole episode. Here, do a punch in. Look how fat my fucking face is.
Yeah, take the...
See right here how bloated that is?
Now blow up your cheeks like a chipmunk. Yep.
Oh my God, you just got so fat. Oh, yeah.
It seems like the swelling has gone down.
Remember that?
Yeah. Huh?
Salt peanuts.
Salt peanuts.
Dizzy Gillespie. Have you seen that video?
I don't.
Oh, I guess you weren't in... No. What class did we have together? We didn't have any classes together.
What is going on?
Are you attacking him with a psychic attack?
No. Yeah.
You're psychic war to him?
That was too many questions in a row.
That was scary. You were like confusing yourself.
No, we never
too.
Had a. We never had. I took like 5 music classes at Emerson because I thought that I could just fill up my courses
with
electives.
Tunes. Do you think that? Do you think that this the biotic infection is? It can reach your brain from your wisdom teeth. So
yeah.
Patrick has. Wisdom teeth infection.
I was supposed to get them out.
They're not impacted though, right?
No, they're both impacted.
They're impacted.
The bottom of her are impacted, and then the top.
They're
are
impacted
fine.
And infected.
This one's infected.
Okay.
And I'm getting them out. Well, once this, like the day that this episode comes out, I will be getting the. I was supposed to get it Friday, and I wanted to do. I was gonna call you guys if it was that day. I wanted to get them out and then come here and record.
That would have been...
We could still do that.
Yeah, we could do that. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. I'm down to come in on Saturday to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well...
If you go under...
Yeah.
And you're going to have, like, cotton in your mouth and shit, you're not going to want to do it, but we could make you do it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
no, I want to do it. I think
you won't,
you
won't
so
when
funny.
It comes around,
it
you won't want to.
It hurts so bad.
Yeah.
It hurts so fucking bad.
No, I know. I got to get this fucking shit out, though. It's. I went...
Well, yeah, you're going to.
I went yesterday... I went yesterday. I was supposed to do it, and then the lady was like, yeah, so, like, we're going to schedule, probably get them out in the next couple of days. And I was like, I'm going on tour to do comedy. And I flexed that thing and then never went back after we came back from tour.
Nice.
You tried to flex on the dentist?
Yes, I did.
You know, dentist
you know,
makes like $500,000 a year. Dentist doesn't give a
fuck.
Dude,
I flexed on that dentist so
hard. You went
hard.
On tour, you lost $800 in 3 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And
gained
like,
so much.
And gained 20 pounds, and you were like, yeah, I'm...
It took me so long to lose all
that's
that
true.
Weight.
I guess, though, a dentist might be jealous of just being on the road.
Yeah.
True.
They're like... As a dentist doesn't get to go to, you know, Texas.
Unless you're Glenn Martin DDS.
Texas traveling dentist does.
Unless you're Glenn Martin DDS. Remember that show, Claymation show on Nickelodeon?
No.
A dentist
about
will
a
never
traveling
see.
Dentist.
A New York City dentist will never see Shreveport.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Never.
A New York City dentist will never see heaven.
That is true, too.
I hate dentists.
Are dentists still
it's
number
the most
one?
British part about my body.
Are dentists still number one suicide rates?
Mm-hmm.
Still?
Yeah. I'm going in there and I'm putting subliminal messages to my teeth.
They're number two, right behind men.
Yeah.
I hate when men kill themselves.
I know. It's
good men.
It's disappointing is what
good,
it is.
Good men that could have been anything. It could have been in the military.
If you let me in a room with a guy who's about to kill himself and I slap him around a little bit, he's either going to kill himself anyway or I change his mind.
Yep.
So you might as well let me in a room with
you
a guy who's going to kill
50-50
himself.
Shot of saving
It really is like if you're gonna kill yourself, you should just join the military.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Because
you
maybe
just do a Hurt Locker thing.
What I never seen that.
I saw it when I got my elbow tattoo.
Jeremy Renner actually hurt his locker.
Yeah, this weekend. So pull up that
no,
article.
No, don't pull up anything.
He might have to. Jubio's been showing us this article all week. Every time before we
record. Still here.
Oh no! Does Jeremy Renner's leg need to be amputated?
That would be awful, dude.
Story by PromiPool.com.
They just start shooting every movie just like they shoot the Tom Cruise movies
dude,
where they try
oh
to
my
make
God.
Them look
dude,
the
they
same
do
height.
They do the exact same thing that they did for the like Wakanda Forever movie where they show like Chadwick Boseman's picture and have people drumming and stuff. But it's a picture of Jeremy Renner's leg. And they're like, it's like Captain America, and he's being like, our Hawkeye lost his leg.
Mm-hmm.
How do we reckon with that? and it's a really emotional
Hawkeye
movie.
Would
can
be...
you imagine if he loses his leg? Can you imagine the fucking album he's gonna drop?
Oh my god, Kevin don't have no legs.
It's gonna be so good.
Dude, that fucking music video, Heaven Don't Have a Name.
He's an unbelievable
fire.
He
artist.
He's an unbelievable artist.
Have
you're
we
the
talked
main
about
attraction?
We've talked about his music on here, right?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Yeah, we
there's no surprise.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good. You sound just like him.
You do sound just like you could be a renter. You could be
do
at
you think I might drop an album next
you know
week.
That you know that
you should do a cover album
write
of
10
just
to 12
Jeremy Renner songs.
Songs. I will write my own song.
We definitely talked about his music on here.
We can still talk about it. There's a place in Myrtle Beach called Legends.
Yeah.
Where you go there and they have like a Michael Jackson guy and they have an Elvis guy.
Oh my God.
And you should go and you should be like, I could be a Jeremy Renner kind of look-alike, sing-alike.
Well, it's going to be a problem if they amputate his leg. I won't be a very good look-alike.
No, it won't. Have you ever
You'll just get in a wheelchair.
You ever seen the fucking Monty Python and the Holy Grail?
Mm-hmm.
You think he actually lost all those limbs that
yeah,
night?
Yeah, he did.
Bloody hell, you're wrong.
Mm. I'm completely right.
You're a complete buffoon.
You lot are.
If you believe in.
I heard that scene was what invented the word bloody for the British because they were like, that's
so
bloody.
Blood.
That's bloody and brilliant.
Yes.
Speaking
this scene is bloody and brilliant.
Did you just say bloody brilliant?
And then we're like, yes.
Yes, I did.
We're going to say this forever.
Yeah.
The celebrity, I really love celebrities who do music.
Yeah.
Speaking of Monty Python.
Who else is good?
John Travolta.
Never heard it.
Have
oh
you seen
my god, that music. Dude, I've been watching it over
here.
It's so funny.
No.
He I
did
wish
this
we
music
don't have...
video for the movie Old Dogs where he does a cover of Every Little Step by Bobby Brown.
We need to
and
do
he's
a full
it
recreation.
To his daughter. Dude,
it's incredible. You
music
have
video
to watch
I've
is
ever
it.
Seen.
Dope?
It's
dude,
so dope.
It starts out it's like him talking to his daughter Ella Blue Travolta. And the song is John. I should state the song is John Travolta featuring Ella Blue Travolta.
Yeah,
wow.
So, and but her
they
only,
mix in and they mix in clips from Old Dogs.
Yeah, her only featuring part though is at the beginning where she says like, "I want to live in a world that is full of cotton candy
yeah.
and music." And then the end is it the end of the music video where he looks at her and goes, "I wish I was part of your world."
Yeah, he says, "I think we should be part of each other's worlds forever."
To his
also
daughter?
He like yeah.
How old is daughter?
Otter's like 8.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In the music video.
Yeah. But the whole music video is him like him dancing around. You can clearly tell his daughter's not fully into it, mm-hmm. and he's like dancing his heart
dude,
out.
He's
kind of not. And then there's
going
a whole
insane.
There's a whole like 30 to 45 second part where instead of dancing, they're on the computer and they're like you can't see what's on the computer screen, but it's like a computer in it's like this like white computer in a blank white space, and it's just like John Travolta like pointing to the screen and going like. Like nodding and smiling, and his daughter's like typing on the keys,
yeah.
and that's just like
that's
part
adorable.
Of
adorable.
It's dude, incredible.
The
she's watching like Barney yeah. on the computer too.
No, she's watching Old Dogs, right?
I thought there was one Barney.
She
scene,
should be allowed to watch Old Dogs.
Yeah, but there's I think it's supposed
it's
to be
like
an
that.
Homage
it's
to
like
the.
That.
To the original Bobby Brown Every Little Step music video, but it's him like dancing in between a big thing that says Travolta, and he's like doing like the dance.
No,
that he's doing
it says
like,
Ella Blue. There's one. It says Ella
he's
Blue.
He's going like that, like he's jumping through his own name.
Yeah,
he's like, every
that
little
is
step
awesome.
I take.
Yeah.
Is he like
and he does a bunch of like
the
he does like these types
dude.
Of things. And then, yeah, when
that's
he does the
just
thing...
We should just watch the whole thing
he does the
right
thing
now.
When at the end they, like, skip away and he, like, is skipping and shaking his hips and putting
yeah.
his hands up in the air like this.
Dude, it's
so
fucking
sick.
It's
probably the best video
I've
seen
have to
in
see,
a
you
really
think, you think
long
that's
time.
The number one celebrity music
I think
video?
That is the... That
music
is
video,
the
yeah.
The top five celebrities, celebrity music videos.
It's okay. really, really good.
I think
good.
That's probably number three.
How about Blame It by Jamie Foxx?
That no.
Catherine.
That's a different.
Catherine Hagel is.
That's
in
a different subclass.
And
that's
she
like
acts
actually,
like a hoe, even though she's Mormon. She
wait.
She
that's
shakes
a
her
fire
butt.
Ass
Mormon
song.
Ho.
She shakes her butt.
Yeah.
In the fucking music video.
Okay.
And she's a
I'm
Mormon.
I'm gonna have to see this.
And what she acts like a hoe to Jamie Foxx.
What the motherfuck?
But, and he's saying, "Blame it on the juice." She's drinking juice.
Yeah.
She's drinking
blame
it
she's
on the
a
coffee.
Mormon. What else? What else?
She's drinking
yeah. juice.
Blame it on the
blame
soda.
It on the
blame it on the cussing.
And Coke. Blame it on the Coke.
Yeah, they should have done a Mormon version of that song.
She was in there, you know?
But
and I don't need more man than Jamie Foxx. That's a hell of a man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
He's got a V-taper.
Have you seen that that video? It's like Jamie Foxx. Somebody's like he's at a roast, and then somebody is up on the panel, and they stole one of his jokes.
And he starts pretending to laugh, and then doing the guy's conscience. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's a great. That's Dude, a classic video.
He's a man.
He's Jamie Foxx. He's awesome. He's unbeatable.
The number one. But yeah. I think that's a different subclass of celebrity music video, though, because it's like that's genuine like talent, like genuine like a song you could play at the club. Mm-hmm. But like
we're talking,
Joshua wants every little step.
We're talking. Yeah, we're club. Talking. Rebecca Black Friday style yes, music video.
Exactly.
Funny ass shit.
I used to have a fantasy when I was a kid about meeting Rebecca Black and telling her that I didn't think the song was that bad and maybe we'd fall in love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's a lesbian.
At a Walmart.
Now. What? I think she's a lesbian. I don't know.
I used to have a recurring dream where it was like all the celebrities everybody hated, Rebecca Black, Justin Bieber, I would be meeting them in a Walmart and I would tell them like, "Hey man, I actually think you're all right." And then we'd become like very good friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that with probably three or four different celebrities, including Rebecca Black, Justin Bieber, a couple other ones.
You remember there was Rebecca Black. Like, it's all done
oh,
by the
LMFAO guys.
Yeah.
Which they weren't my age. So Red that would have been a weird friendship. I think
Red
they're
Foo
like 40.
And Blue yeah. Blue. Nephew.
Red Foo. Blue's Clues. That Foo's white.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not.
I don't know.
The there was Rebecca Black Friday, but then there was also this other girl. I think she's some kind of Hispanic.
Great. I'm failing today on race.
Yeah. There's the other one. I don't remember her name, but it's the song My Jeans. Do you remember that? They're
yeah.
all produced by
that's
the
like
same
a, yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's like the really little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley Tisdale is wearing my jeans.
That was a good one, yeah.
Kiki Palmer is wearing my jeans.
And it's the guy who raps
yeah.
in the Friday video.
Yeah,
it's
he like pops up in the window and is like.
Yeah, it's his, the guy who.
Man, if we talked about this in
going down the highway.
Whoo, we'd be
that,
on fire.
That guy, the guy who's driving the car, there's like a 20-second rap verse in Friday. He produced all the music,
yeah.
all those music videos.
Yeah.
What's his name? His name's like Pierre.
He's the Pierre from Playboy Cardi.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to come out here?
He was like, I think that they had to pay him like $10,000. And the thing is, those music videos are pretty well produced. You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry your kid doesn't have talent, but that guy is not the issue.
I don't think Rebecca Black is not talented.
You're just saying
her
that.
Her music
friend.
Is actually.
You're just saying that
because
she's a lesbo.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you're saying that.
Yep.
You're just trying to get in her jeans.
I'm big in the lesbian community.
What? In what way? In what world? How are you big in the lesbian community?
You don't know how many fan letters I get from lesbians.
Do you get letters from
I get letters
lesbians?
From lesbians. They all say, I wish my girlfriend was as femme as you.
That is sweet. That
I wish
is
my
very
girlfriend
sweet.
Was a wimp like you.
My girlfriend's too tough.
My girlfriend's too fucking butch.
Why can't you be like this guy?
Yeah. Just look at
just
him.
Just a wimp.
Just a
wuss.
Wimp. Look at this fucking wimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are kind of like...
I got told a lot by my ex's friends that I was a male lesbian.
That's awful, dude.
Yeah, what did...
That's fucking awful.
I don't even understand that.
I would never, ever let somebody say that to me.
I'd
hit
it as a compliment.
I'd probably hit those girls. I'd
probably hit them.
Yeah.
Probably
I wouldn't.
Put
I'm
your
too
money
much of
I'd go like,
lesbo.
I'd go like this. Woo!
And they're lesbians, so they'd fall
And then they'd hit
oh
their head
God.
On the wall.
Yeah. You must be a lesbian. You know, lesbians are...
lesbians are the only people that works on.
It's very... They're very easily hypnotized.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all got hypnotized by
you know,
Daria
you know, and
when
then
they were
Drake
kids.
Stole my whole swag.
By saying...
He copied my whole flow.
He
word
really
for
did.
Word, bar for bar.
He really fucking did.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't meet that
up.
Many lesbians these days, man.
Yeah.
I think
they're probably
because
they don't like you.
Lesbians love me.
Well, oh, okay.
I don't know, actually. Maybe not. Gay guys like me.
Gay guys love you.
I'm pretty much
a
gay guy superstar.
Yeah.
You are.
We got both ends of the spectrum, and I don't know what Cameron's got here.
Cameron is huge with animals.
Yeah.
In the animal community, Cameron is a hit. I got gay guys
but only
in my
some
corner,
types
though.
Of animals.
Yeah.
A gay guy, I got to say, gay guys are probably the number one kind of thing that I would like to mm-hmm. be like surrounded by.
Oh my! Are you kidding?
The number one thing,
dude. Are you kidding? Being like a D-list celeb and gay guys love you. That
yeah,
is the
D-list celeb.
That mm-hmm. is the
see
because
that's
the
thing.
Pinnacle.
If I
that's
ever if I ever decide to
Look
to go gay,
I mean, okay, listen. Some people may construe this as homophobic.
I'm kidding.
But I'd rather have $1 trillion than be surrounded by gay guys.
A trillion.
And it's and if somebody take the somebody takes that the wrong way, not my problem.
Okay. I want to be surrounded by a trillion gay guys, like a movie scene in India where there's just like a more
like
people than you even
War
knew
Z.
were in the fucking world.
Yeah.
But I'm right in the middle.
It's just they're dancing a Caroline Polachek with you.
Yep, that's right. So hot, you're hurting my feelings, and I'm doing all the crap. Yeah, I'm doing all the dance moves and shit, and they're like, okay, you know. But it is good to be
go
surrounded.
Straight guy, go straight guy. Go.
Yep. Play that Caroline Polachek straight guy. Play that Caroline Polachek now.
Play that
You're
album,
You're not so
Peng.
Fruity, but play that Caroline Polachek till you die. That, honestly, I remember hearing that song for the first time, play that funky white music playboy.
Play that fucking white music
I was
playboy.
Immediately like, I'm going to be like that guy in the song for the
me
rest
too.
Of my life.
Oh, my God.
I just want one
that
time,
That is something
dude.
About you. Play a lot of funky music.
Every time I go to the Touch Tunes, dude, I'm playing Little Baby as real as it gets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm playing, right? And I'm looking around like, somebody, come on, give me some props for this.
Somebody dap me up.
Yeah,
please.
Come on, please dap me up. And go. I just some
as
like,
soon as the song comes on, I'm standing in the middle of the bar like this.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep, I say, I go to the Touch Tunes, I
somebody,
queue up all of the Little
right
Baby album.
To it.
I head to the bar and I said, let me get 10 shots of Hennessy. I'm only going to take one, but if anybody wants one.
And somebody tries to dap me up and I do this. Somebody's and I just.
Yeah.
Some Williamsburg bar. It's like, I'm sure we
don't have Hennessy.
We don't have that. We only do cocktails.
Let me do Bacardi 151. Yeah. That was discontinued 10 years ago. Man.
Do you have any Alizé?
Do you have any liquor that comes in a tiny bottle? Let me get 10 of those now.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to somebody about the other day was Dr.
McGillicuddy's.
Yeah,
I want to do I want to have some Dr. McGillicuddy's again. It's been a very long time.
Yeah, dude, we should go to Boston.
Can you not get it anywhere else?
No, it's just it's where you should drink
just,
it. It's in New England.
It's not like Malort. You can't get Malort anywhere.
You can.
You saw Malort?
There's a bar down the street.
In today's globalist world, you can get anything anywhere.
Yeah. No, there's a bar down the street that used to bootleg it until like 3 months ago.
Okay,
get literally anything anywhere.
Go ahead, try to find me a Fabergé egg right now.
Jubio, you do that. And
no,
we'll keep
not
talking.
On the web, in physical reality.
I'll go.
I have mine over there.
Yeah, it's right there.
That's a Cosby surprise egg. That is not
All
a Fabergé
right.
egg.
All right, fine.
It's a different thing.
I like this one. I like this Fabergé
See, this is
egg.
Perfect. Yeah,
giant
throw
egg
this
in
up.
A brown egg cup mascot costume. What is an egg cup? I remember seeing the fucking nerd from Jimmy Neutron eating one in one of those movies.
It's like a soft-boiled egg in a cup, and then you dip the bread. It's a British thing.
It's a way that they used to eat
eggs. I
don't
care for that much at all.
Speaking of mascots, I had this. What's the best like baseball mascot in your opinion?
Nobody can read this, by the way.
Well, just go close up
it's
on
gotta
him.
Be, it's got to be the Philadelphia crazy guy.
He's too scary.
See, I don't know. I was like, I looked up every single mascot.
The Philly Fanatic
has
like the energy of a dog that tries to fuck you. It gets too excited and he gets like, he's not humping your leg, like he tries to fuck you.
If the Philly Fanatic had the zoomies,
they would be like,
oh yeah.
They gotta lock him in the stadium until he calms down, tuckers himself out.
I was reading because I was like, what teams don't have mascots, and it's just the Dodgers and the Yankees, which I think that's disgraceful.
I'm gonna be the Yankees mascot.
Dodgers have a mascot.
No, they don't.
Me.
Oh, okay.
I'm being the Yankees mascot, and my mascot name is Cameron Jr.
The Yankees had a mascot in 70-something called Dandy, and they had to – George Steinbrenner did not let – I guess the Dodgers have a mascot. Okay. But the
it
Yankees still
exactly
don't have
like
one.
Jubio.
Yeah, I know.
That is exactly what Jubio looks like.
But the Yankees mascot – the Yankees had this mascot named Dandy – and George Steinbrenner kept it in, like, the top row of, like, the stadium or some shit. Like, he kept it in, like, a box, in box seats, because he thought that somebody would go and beat the shit out of him.
He would deserve it.
Dude, yeah, if you've seen this thing, Dandy,
Yankee.
I would shoot that thing
with
a shotgun.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Yeah.
I would shoot Dandy with a shotgun for sure. That thing is scary. Do you see Dandy coming at you? You see Wally the green monster walking towards you? He looks like Elmo. He looks like green Elmo.
Why'd you search? You're just searching Yankee.
You're
Doodle
not looking
Dandy.
Up that's, the mascot.
That's not going to get you the mascot,
that's a
buddy.
Movie.
That's not going to get you the
James
mascot
Cagney
at all.
Movie.
James Cagney, man, that guy's funny.
Yeah.
Fuck me. He was talented.
Oh, but the the Astros have an alien.
That's cool. That makes
that
sense.
That is cool. Yeah, that is fucking cool. Yeah. Astros have the coolest everything, pretty
much.
Yeah.
Dude, those old Astros jerseys from like the 70s, those are fire.
Mm-hmm.
Guy on the team named Bill Doran, I could get like the douchiest move ever, get like an Astros jersey with my last name on it.
I want you to tro ass.
Yeah.
Tro that ass on me.
Okay.
You know who has, what team has really a really cool logo? Is the Fetter City Gangstas.
What's their logo?
It's just an F.
Speaking of gangsters, last night, okay.
Oh,
I forgot about
true,
this.
Yeah.
Last night, me and Cameron went to a barcade, and they had a game that is the most fun
the
arcade
best game,
game
I've ever played
I've
in my life.
I've never played a more fun arcade
what
game.
What game is it?
It was called Namco Quick and Crash. Or Quicken,
Quick Shoot, some Quick, quick Draw.
No, no, it was,
oh,
it was
one,
Quick and Crash.
The one
yeah.
in the, I know this.
Namco
know the,
Quick and Crash, that's what it was
barcade.
Called. Yeah, Namco Quick and Crash.
Oh, this isn't the one I played.
No, maybe it wasn't Crash. Yeah.
Oh, it was. Maybe. Yeah, yeah. That was it. No, not that.
It's Nicktoons Nitro Racing.
The one, yeah, that one.
It's so it's you. A it's a it's a shooting game. No, we want to see the actual
it's,
one.
It's that one right there.
Yeah.
It's the one.
It is a
it's
it is
incredible.
A target shooting game.
Yeah, I've
where
played
you,
this.
You quick draw. Dude, we could not believe how fun it was.
We spent so much money on
it
this game.
It was the most fun game
so,
I've ever played in my life.
Caleb had it. Caleb, it, so it scores you like out of 100, right?
Yeah.
Like it says like you're then the top whatever out of 100. And Caleb had an insane round, and he got 8 out of 100.
I did.
And I was
I had a really good round.
And I was like, and this is what I was, because I had one round right before that was really good, but I choked on the last like rant on the last part of it.
You're a sharpshooter.
And I was like, I know I can do better. I can't. And I was saying, I can't leave this barcade, this hella fun barcade, until I get top 10. And Caleb was like, he just wants to beat my score. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, I just want to get top 10. I know there's no way I can beat top 8, but I'm going to get top 10. And Caleb was like, yo, you're going to get 9? No way. That you have a mental
you're
block.
Somehow
you're acting
making
strange.
Oh, wait.
But I got 9.
Damn.
I got top 10, but I didn't beat a score. I predicted what I did exactly.
You just made it sound like you won because you did what you were trying to do when you objectively lost.
So wait,
and
you
I
mean
no,
wait,
you told
8
me.
Out of a list of 100, right? Not 8 targets out of 100.
No.
Because
like
in my head, I thought that you guys were saying...
No, that's why I said scores
you
out of
100. Caleb had a good round. He shot 8 out of 100.
No, I got every last one.
Eight.
By the way, you would stink at this game.
Yeah, no,
this
I'm
the
terrible
one.
At
no,
it.
No, you would lose the first one, and then you would start
I objectively lost, but
gun.
I had an incredible knowledge of my skill, and Caleb didn't believe me.
I had a decent round where I did my hat sideways, and I held the gun sideways.
It wasn't decent.
It
was
pretty
quite
decent.
Bad.
And no, I had a bad one where I shot behind my back.
You also had a bad one where you shot sideways.
Well, you didn't shoot sideways a single time, so your thug card. Give me.
You said nobody else could do it.
Hand your thug card over.
Okay.
Hand it over.
Hold on.
I'm waiting.
I'm getting it. Jesus fucking Christ.
Please hand it over.
I'm getting it.
Hand that.
It's gonna be
kizzle.
The curly card, I bet.
No. Well.
What other card do I have? What do you think I'm gonna do?
Looks like
I thought
a thug
you had
to me.
More cards in there.
Okay. Here. Hold on. Wait.
California
bitch.
Driver's license.
Here we go.
License number Y. Soitenly. Curly Howard, 529 North Highland, Hollywood, California. Well, wait, 210. You don't strike me as 210. What's this one? This is class of 2015 Londonderry Middle School, Patrick Doran. You look like you were a cute little kid. I'd pinch your cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
I would have pinched your...
Peep the Boston Red Sox zip-up hoodie and the Star Wars shirt.
Wow.
I was a fucking baller.
Did you chew on the edges of this?
No.
You did.
I didn't chew on the
it's
edges
like
of it.
Took a bite out of your chapstick last night.
I'd not
you
take
fucking
a bite
monster.
Out of it.
You're an animal.
Oh man, my photo's like going now. It's like almost gone.
Oh no, your middle school photo's almost gone.
They're gonna stop letting you into the middle school pretty soon, huh?
I know.
I already told you guys this, but yesterday I can't stop thinking about this. Yesterday I got my blood drawn at the doctor. And they had the thing in me, and they're pulling my blood out with the cable.
Lucky.
And in the middle of it.
I wish my head
the guy,
I had my thing in you.
The guy and I was looking away because I was like
the needle.
I don't want to see the blood coming out of me because I don't like it. And I was looking away, and I just heard the guy go, uh-oh. And then he said, and I said, "What's wrong? What? What?" Because I was freaking out. And he was like, "You're drying up. You don't have enough blood."
That's crazy.
And then there was like four.
How much did
vials.
They take, really?
It was probably like eight vials or something.
That's a lot.
It was a ton. It was too much.
Did you feel tired afterward? And woozy?
Yeah, I felt pretty dizzy. And I was also saying to you, I really was hoping. Well, yeah. So when he finished, it started going really slow and hurting more. And like each vial was only getting like two drops of blood in it. And then like at the end, I was like, "Is this like? Am I all set? Like what you said?" I was like, "I had no blood left. Am I okay? Do you need to do anything else, or do I just leave?" And he was like, "Nope, you just leave." And I wanted so badly to stand up and just faint onto the ground.
Yeah.
And then be able to come to you and be like, "Look what you did to me."
Yeah.
Look what you've done. What have you done?
You must have real chunky
fainting
blood.
Fainting instantly and just being like stuck on the ground. Be like, look what you did.
Why did you do that?
Why did you do this
why
to me?
Why did you take my blood?
It really hurt.
I want my blood back. Put my blood back in me right now.
It's scary, dude.
Yeah. But anyway, I got my blood test results, and there were some exclamation points that said abnormal.
What's your blood type?
Oh, you got your results already?
Yeah, but just the chart or whatever, so it doesn't explain what anything is. It just says, "This is abnormal,"
Uh-oh.
And I don't want to Google it.
Mm-hmm.
What's your blood type?
I don't know. I can read it.
I know mine. Actually, I have my donor card.
Yeah,
I don't want to see that card.
It's not that interesting.
I got a donor card. I just forget which one I am.
I'm going to show this card on camera.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to use.
No, actually, don't show it because then somebody could get my information. Okay.
If you take your wallet out, I'm allowed to show your card.
Here, you can.
You
Caleb,
have so many
get
the cards card. In your fucking wallet. Holy shit!
That's my dad's
card. You know what we need to get, man? We need to get some Ridge wallets.
We should share a wallet.
We should have Ridge wallet sponsor us. Give us $60,000 a day.
Oh, A+.
Like you're
an
A+.
On the blood test.
What's this one? A+.
Mm-hmm.
Donor ID.
And then it went through the wash, so it has all of my dates are gone.
It's right next to Steven Vega, the
Pitbull impersonator.
Yeah, I'm glad you keep that in your wallet. That's very sweet of you.
I think one day we'll need him.
Yeah. What's going on in the world, man? I feel like has there been like 2 weeks where there's no news?
Yeah, they're getting ready for something.
What's the news?
There's some
been?
Shit going on in Congress. Matt Gaetz is... Yeah, I know.
That's,
I don't give a fuck.
Renner.
I mean cool shit like... Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah,
oh,
I think
well,
that will
here,
happen soon.
Tatiana Patitz.
Come on, what? That's a crazy
supermodel
name.
Of the 80s and 90s dies at 56.
Wait, that's her? I recognize that bitch.
Oh, yeah, she's from the Freedom 90 video.
I don't know what that is.
George Michael?
Nah, no.
Freedom.
I'll say this.
I won't let you down, freedom.
I'm not usually one to enjoy the looks of supermodels, but that's a pretty decent
woman. Yeah, I prefer Girls Next Door.
Yeah. I just don't really like that Hollywood kind of thing. I like kind of like milfy.
Yeah.
Milfs.
Yeah. I'm imagining kind of the paradox where my brain explodes because I live next door to Megan Fox, and I'm like,
that would be crazy.
You are so airbrushed, and you're completely beauty standards, but
you, know,
you live, you're literally a girl next door. So what do I do?
We need a girl.
Do I
next
fuck you
door.
Or not?
Do I fuck you or do I?
I'm knocking on our doors. Yeah. What do I do?
do I have sex with you now?
Are you too supermodel-y or are you a girl next door?
I really can't tell. So should I just fuck you now?
You're going to love this movie.
What?
The Girl Next Door.
What movie is this?
Guess what the plot is.
Tell him. Pray tell.
Am I in it?
No.
Oh.
Paul Dano
I don't
is,
really.
Though.
And you're kind of a Paul Dano
you got
type.
A Paul Dano thing. And no. Paul Dano...
It's a mean thing to
he's
say.
He's not
famous?
The main character.
Talented. That's what you say. Yeah, that's the thing you say after you realize you compared somebody to someone really bad.
Yeah.
You kind of look like
type.
Yeah. And then he went, no, like funny.
Funny and timeless.
Yeah.
Like Danny DeVito.
Yeah, a celebrity.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
A Playboy model moves in next door.
Bro.
To me?
To a boy.
Oh, I'm not in. I forgot. I'm not in this movie.
To a bro. Yeah. To a bro. Playboy model moves in next.
You're telling
a bro.
Me Paul Dano
it's,
plays
wait,
a bro?
It's just a bro and a playboy? I don't want to see that.
It's
I want to see,
no,
a, I wanna see
a
neighbor and a neighbor.
It's a nerd.
A nerd.
A nerd, and I'm pretty sure it's Emil Hirsch.
Oh. Emil likey this idea.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I hope he doesn't Hirsch anyone like he did in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he Hirsched a lot of people.
Yeah.
He did?
Uh-huh. Especially when he played Jay Adams in Lords of Dogtown.
Who did he Hirsch?
Jay Adams
Hirsched
a lot of gay
somebody?
People.
Wasn't that
I
the
think.
Thing?
I don't know who that is.
Emil Hirsch?
Yeah, I never heard of that guy.
You never heard of him?
I never heard of him.
I heard that he Hirsched people, and that's why he's not in movies
allegedly
anymore.
Allegedly Hirsched people, and that's why he's not in movies. I read it on his Wikipedia. I read it in an email. I read it.
Could you email that to me so I can Hirsch about it?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Sure.
I read on his Wikipedia, it was like personal life, and it was
personal life.
I read it on his Wikipedia. It was like Hirsch was like arrested for like assaulting someone, blah, 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 and then said like right under it said like Emil Hirsch is also a collector of fun socks.
I did Hirsch that he Hirsched a female was the problem.
Oh, he was Hirsching females.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and you
awful.
Can't do that as Emil in today's society.
Well, that's a confirmed identity.
That's good. Society is good. Yeah.
Oh, no, but ultimate nerd and girl next door dynamic is Sam Witwicky and Megan Fox.
I really thought you were going to say Bumblebee, and then I would have agreed with you.
Oh, Bumblebee is kind of the third wheel. Is Bumblebee like
a dog level intelligence?
Yeah.
Or is he?
Well,
he
doesn't
can't
have,
talk?
He just can't speak. Yeah, he only speaks through the radio.
He's Lassie, basically.
He
though.
Speaks at one time. But though. They definitely. He says, I wish to stay with the boy.
This movie.
They definitely. Yeah, that guy, that's definitely an animal. They definitely treat him like less than the other bots.
Oh, yeah.
He's treated as
well.
I don't know much about Transformers lore. Bumblebee was made for that movie.
What?
Was he made for?
I don't think so.
The Transformers movies.
What?
Like I thought that he was like a Michael Bay OC.
No.
Oh, I don't know.
No, I'm 90% sure that's not true.
Well, you are the Transformers expert.
I don't know. I've only
asking.
Watched the Michael Bay movies. I don't know anything about
you. Are going to become my Transformer. I'm going to transform you into a girl.
But he's
hypnosis.
No, he's the stupid one because he wants to hang out with the human. All the other guys, all the other Autobots are like, they just do their thing and they're killing the Decepticons. But Bumblebee's like, I want to drive around with this guy. I want to watch him have sex.
I want this
in my backseat.
I want this high schooler sitting in me.
Yeah.
Farting on
this
me. Do you think
like
he farts in him?
Definitely.
He definitely fucks Megan Fox in Bumblebee.
That's what I'm saying, in the back seat.
Oh, my God.
That's
cool.
The coolest part about that movie is Megan Fox opens up his guts and shows him her boobs.
That is true.
Yeah, that is true.
She's
doing the pose,
She's leaning over what is probably like his heart and his lungs and stuff. Not his eyes, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Where is his head?
Imagine the hottest woman in the world flaying you open.
If that was doctors, I'd be getting surgery every day.
You made a good point.
I'd be getting
point.
A damn prostate exam.
You made a good point. She showed her boobs to the wrong part of his body. Can you imagine a girl? Megan Fox shows her boobs to your butt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, what a waste!
I know, complete waste.
Yeah.
Imagine a boob going into your butt.
That's a waste. Might as well be a fucking balloon.
Hey, I don't know if it hits the right spot.
What kind of boob would hit your G-spot? How shallow is your G-spot?
Probably real shallow.
Your prostate's like poking out of your asshole. It's so swollen.
It's a big red blinking
big rock.
Resident Evil.
It's a big
boss
stone.
Weak point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those 50s cone boobs.
What happened to those? Why did that exist?
Why did that go out
I think
of vogue?
It's, I think
no,
it's,
what
ha- I think
why
it's
did
chemicals.
They exist? Was it chemicals or was it the shape of the bras?
It's chemicals.
I think it was the shape of the bras.
The
no,
torpedo thing, the puffy nipples, pretty crazy, man. You go back and you like look at old Playboys and shit, and all the girls have their boobs are like 15 inches in front of their body.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Yeah, I don't really like Playboy, and
it looks like a
Librarian's Weekly.
The slope is like a double black diamond. It's like could be dangerous to ski that.
It's the K-12. You know why? Because Dan Schneider hates it. That's a Better Off Dead joke. Remember that movie? Have you guys seen that? No? All right.
No.
Okay, Dan Schneider, John Cusack. John Cusack tries to kill himself because his girlfriend left him, and then he meets his French girl next door.
Ooh la la.
I'm sensing a theme.
I'm sensing a theme in my pants.
And then the hamburgers come to life.
I'm sensing a cream.
The hamburgers come to life and they sing Van Halen.
Friend, you've lost the plot.
I've not lost the plot, mate.
No.
Mate, I have not lost the plot.
Bruh, let's change subjects.
You lot are afraid.
Us lot are not bloody afraid.
Yeah. Yep. No. My two mates right now are pretty much, they've cacked their trousers.
Hey.
You better watch it.
Watch it.
You better watch your tone.
You guys are being bloody ignorant.
I'm not. You're acting like a Tory.
I'll rip
you. I'm not acting. Hey, don't ever say I'm acting like a Tory.
You're acting like a fucking Tory.
I'm going to rip your todger off.
He's going to take your todger
with
and
me
it,
hands.
Put it in your mouth.
You're not going to touch me, todger.
I'll touch you and your arse. I'll touch you, todger, and your arse all day.
You're not going to put my todger in my arse.
I'm going to drop your... I'll drop your todger in the loo.
I will say,
you
man.
You better not. You better take that back.
I refuse to
mate,
take it back.
Mate, serious.
Your todger's in the loo.
Mate, you better
if
not
I have
put my
to say
todger in
it.
The loo.
Your todger's going in the loo.
It's going directly into the loo.
Speaking of todger, did you guys hear that that Prince Harry audiobook thing where
he
says
it was fake.
Like, was that fake?
Of course it's
crap.
Fake.
What damn. Was fake?
Says like it's like a thing where
wait,
like
the meme lord is my, the meme
my,
god is telling
I,
us a meme.
No, I think I just fell for some shit, but it was like a guy saying like in Prince Harry's voice, like they told me that I should put me mum's lipstick on me todger.
He thought it was real.
Yeah.
You thought it was
dude,
real.
Speaking of funny Twitter stuff, actually something funny I saw.
Oh shit.
Was that fake?
Of
you're
course.
Blowing my fucking mind right now.
What, you think that was real?
I don't
There's
know.
No
he's
way
a
that's
weird
real.
Guy.
Do you think that's how you would have felt? You think that was in the audiobook and no, there was no article about? They've been posting articles about him, what he said in that book or whatever for weeks.
Yeah,
I think
you're
they didn't
right.
do that one.
All right.
Apparently there was some.
I fell for it.
There was
I've
some.
Got egg
there
on
was
my
some.
Face.
There was some comic.
This motherfucker
book.
Ate the onion. yep.
There was a comic book recently where the Joker got pregnant.
I seen it.
And I saw on on Reddit. There was somebody on like the comic book subreddit posted a clip of like Fox News talking about this comic where the Joker is pregnant and like I didn't watch the clip but everyone in the comments is like oh why are they like I can't believe they're talking shit about this comic like that the Joker's pregnant and like one of the top comments was yeah it's like they don't even know that the reason the Joker's pregnant is because he's under a spell.
I was.
You think they could at least do the research before they talk shit about this comic?
I did see the pregnant Joker thing. That was the first thing I've seen in a while where
that.
I was like,
"I want to see it."
Yeah, that's pretty stupid, man.
Well, he's under a spell.
There's already
but the
so
spell
much.
Thing makes
it was
me a
so funny.
More.
It was like they're literally not. You found it.
Concha slams Biden's box check. Yeah, I'd love to slam some Concha.
I'd like to slam
I'm gonna
Biden's
check a, I'll
box
check a box.
Concha.
I'm going to be checking some boxes and slamming Concha.
If you scroll down, I bet you can see the comment where they say it's under a spell. Let's see here. This is getting a granted
fucking legend.
I like how he acknowledges the Joker was the victim of a spell, realizes this would contradict his rant, and decides to brush it all away to complain about
Ingenuity
nothing.
Positive 123. That is an awesome Reddit username. Yeah, the pregnant Joker, it did turn me on a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like to
I
know.
I mean, I haven't seen what he looks like, but the idea
he looks
of
good.
It, the idea of it is making my it's
that's
making
it's
the front
of the,
my pants.
It's one
bounce.
Of the comic books they do nowadays where it looks like a children's book art.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not it's
I
want to
see it.
It looks pretty bad.
Yeah. Show me pregnant
you know
Joker.
What I want? You know what I want them to bring back? What was like the badass DC comics called?
Image?
Not Image.
The New 52?
No, the like, oh, this is the fuck you versions with the fucking sickos, like Sandman and shit.
Watchmen?
No, the one that it was like a different whole lot. There it is. There's the pregnant Joker.
That's
the
Joker
is now pregnant.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that does.
Well, it was under a spell, y'all.
I think you're pregnant.
It's under
a spell,
y'all.
You're right. No, but you guys know what I mean?
Like the Rob Liefeld drawings?
No, it was just like the DC had like a different Vertigo. That's
what
it is.
Vertigo.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, yeah. It was like the
that's where like Constantine is
badass
from.
Crap.
Yeah.
I want them to I want to see
dude,
some
all
of that
the badass comics are the best.
They need
all
to
the...
do a pregnant Constantine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Pregnant,
they should just do
pregnant
all of them.
Yeah,
pregnant
they should
Rorschach would be
you know
fired.
How they always do like a gender
a
flip
baby
or whatever?
Inside of me.
Yeah, they need to do a pregnant
I'm trying to get my this fucking baby out of me with my grappling hook gun.
Yeah.
That'd be pregnant Rorschach.
But
getting
and you don't even
want to
see his gender reveal party.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah.
Turns out that, he'd be like, yeah, what
does
this gender look
like
to you?
And he'd say, I don't know, fucking crap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because this baby is made out of crap.
Yeah, it's my crap, baby.
This baby's made completely out of crap.
What if Wonder Woman got pregnant?
Oh, my God. I hope it would be my kid.
What would her pussy even look like if she got pregnant?
Probably like a big
not
golden
Wonder Woman,
thing.
Gal Gadot. What would her pussy look like if she got pregnant?
Oh, my God. Come on. It's, like it this. Changes once you turn it into a real woman.
Well, why? Look at What's, all these.
This is this what? The Joker got these women pregnant? Joker got Starfire, Power Girl,
why
Batgirl,
is he standing
and
there?
Pregnant?
Why is he standing there looking like fucking Prince? You know all these women?
Yeah, I knew all the women.
Tell you what. Would not, because her head's backwards, and would. That's my...
Well, Wonder Woman even
There's
already has a baby.
There.
Well, Joker's an obvious yes.
Okay.
Because I got to see if the carpet
one
matches
night
the
with
drapes.
The Joker.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Anybody would take one night with the
know
Joker.
What I'm seeing?
Joker's green-ass pubes.
Yeah.
Saying.
That's right. I'm going to have him fall
Yo,
into
you know
my...
Joker has to be laying the bomb-ass dick if Harley Quinn is staying with him after mm-hmm. all these years.
Harley Quinn is a bad bee.
Yeah.
I'll fucking say it.
Facts. She's a baddie. Yep.
I want to watch Harley Quinn dance to a Cardi B song in the club.
She oh should dance God. To her own song by Chief Keef, Harley Quinn. Chief Keef, Harley Quinn, that song. She could dance to that.
She didn't make that song, though.
She could dance to it, though.
She could shake her
she
ass.
Should
she
dance
could twerk
she should
to that
shake
fucking
her
shit.
Ass to the circus music.
Twerking Harley Quinn, can you imagine? That's the thing. And you know, because crazy women got the best pussy, that her pussy would be so fucking tight and wet on your shit.
Bro. Oh, my God.
And she probably would touch her balls.
She would wear high heels to dinner.
Oh, she's a freak. Oh.
She's a freak.
She'd
she's
be,
a literally a freak.
She'd be 2 inches
she's
taller than me.
She's a circus freak.
Mm-hmm. And she'd probably strong as fuck, pick you up.
Ponytails.
Uh-huh.
All I'm saying.
Yep. Yep. Damn, she's funny.
Ponytails.
I never thought about.
Bra only.
Yep.
I thought about, like.
Bralette.
Like, hair fetishes.
Yep.
Hair fetishes.
You just thwomped.
Just clearing my throat.
Did a full thwomp. Did a full thwomp.
Just clearing my throat.
That ain't how you clear your throat. I've known you for 14 years.
Yeah. You've been doing this a
like
long
that.
Time.
I've been clear. If you just haven't paying attention. That's how I've been clearing
I
my throat.
I always am paying attention to you.
You're not enough to notice my throat clearing.
You're the main attraction.
Throat pieing.
Throat pie. Oh, I'd like to throat pie Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or with Quinn Harley, some random fucking guy in college.
Quinn Harley. I do remember
Quinn
him.
Quinn Harley. Remember that blonde bastard with that curly hair, and he would go surfing.
And motorcycle
and
riding.
He'd come back, and I'd look at him, and I'd say, if your name was backwards, I'd be throat-pying you pretty soon.
Mm-hmm. You'd say that.
And then
you'd
the
say
pie,
that to him
and then
across
the pie
common,
would blow
across
up.
The Boston Common.
Oh, you're right, dude. Yeah. That's the thing.
Dude,
you cream
I cream pie
her
in the face.
Oh! And then she, and then it blows up because she's
oh
a fucking
God.
Evil clown.
Do you think when she...
I'd have a gun. I'd have a gun, and then I pull the trigger, and a flag comes out that says,
"Yeah,
bang,
I was just about to
says,
say,
I'm gonna bang you."
No, I was gonna say, do you think when Harley Quinn gives birth, like before, like you know, and you they push out the placenta first or whatever? Do you think it would be a,
what
like
the
a flag
hell?
That says "bang"?
No, when you come onto her face, the flag comes out and it says "salty
sperm."
She takes a flag out,
a bunch of tiny flags.
Yeah.
It all says sperm.
Flags all like the fake Skittles commercial.
It's all flags.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all flag based.
She's got a lot of red flags there, but it'd be so.
I don't
worth
even
it.
Care.
It'd be so worth it to feel her pussy.
Oh my God.
Oh crap!
I just want to see her what her clothes look like when she's not wearing them.
I bet she's got a big clit. I bet she does.
If she was in my bedroom and we were going to get it on, I would arrange her clothes on the ground to be shaped like her.
I want to be stuck in an elevator with her because you know shit's going down in the DM. It go down. It go down.
She's probably going to let out a noxious, gaseous fart.
Hello, Harley
in
Quinn.
The envelope.
Might I please go down on you? Might I please go down on you and you could fart in my face?
I'm trying to say elevator, it's an envelopator.
That's the thing. You wouldn't want to be, and you wouldn't want to have your. That's a bad time to not get a boner because she's gonna roast you Jeff Ross style until you cry.
Imagine if Jeff Ross roasted your boner.
Imagine if Jeff Ross's brain was in a
Jeff
hot
Ross.
Ass girl. Wait a second, Liza Lampanelli. Holy shit, she's
Jeff
fine.
Ross is doing cock ratings on OnlyFans. Cock roastings. On
that would
own.
Be awesome. That would be awesome. You see some guy, he like did a...
Oh, yeah. He accidentally got a guy on death row.
Yeah, because the guy was like in jail or something. He did like a jailhouse roast thing. He was like awaiting trial. And I guess part of the roast was like he was doing crowd work with the guy. And the guy was like, yeah, plus I murdered my wife. And then in the jury or in the trial, they were like, We have video of this guy saying that he murdered his wife at a comedy show.
It's like an outtake that's on like the DVD where he's like talking to him one-on-one, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just invented the middle part, but yeah, I think he gave it up.
Your hair, you probably would want a middle part. You probably want some more hair. But you got Jeff Ross on the brain. I'm trying to do the roast.
What's that about, man? That's hurting me.
Yeah?
That's fucking hurtful, yeah.
It's hurtful.
Okay. That's hurtful. Well, you're hurting me, my feelings.
Is Emil pattern balding?
I'm Emil. Come on, man.
I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings.
You hurt my feelings
my
pretty bad.
Feelings.
I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings.
Thank you. Bastard.
You're one of the lords of dog town.
Bastard. You're a bastard.
You're one of the lords of Dogtown.
The largest.
I think that you could get it in with the girl next door.
You think I could bang a girl next door? Girls next door don't want anything to do with
me. I don't
want
to harp on this, but if I live next to four or five girls.
Girls next door.
I don't
even
want to finish.
Girls next door stereotype me because of how I look.
Really?
Yeah, they say I should be a gardener.
You're not so much a boy next door type.
I'm not, no.
Yeah, you're not made for that.
People say I'm a gardener and some crap like that.
Remember that Drake and Josh
people
episode
see me,
they
say
had
I'm
that song about the girl next door?
No.
Kind of puts all the Dan Schneider stuff into, you're like, oh, why are these
that's
kids?
That's what did it.
Why are these kids
that's
talking about
it. Not
this?
Not the 50 girls who were like, yeah, I used to lick my feet in the
no,
fucking
no,
craft
I'm just like,
services
it's just
room.
Like one that's getting glossed over. It's like, why the fuck is Drake Bell singing about fucking the girl next door?
Because like, he's supposed to be a kid in the show. He is a kid in the
it's
show.
It's weird that they were talking about they were singing about fucking a kid.
I don't think that
a lot
they
of
even
nice
fuck,
girls don't like me because they think I'm too look too much like a motorcycle.
Here's the worst part about the girls next door: is they don't suck cock.
They don't?
No, because they're too
okay.
Good.
I'm done with these.
No, they're too
I'm
good.
I'm going online to buy a wife.
Sometimes they'll let you do anal though.
Are you dead?
I'm dead. Serious. Yeah, they'll let you do anal sometimes.
You're daft.
You're cray.
Sorry, am I being crass?
You're being daft.
Am I working a bit blue today? Mm-hmm.
You are bloody daft.
You're wearing blue.
I worked.
You're wearing blue.
I did anal with the girl next door.
For real?
No. Oh. But wouldn't that get me some serious points on
that
the crack.com forums?
Yeah. That would get you cred for
that
sure.
That would get me cred in a major way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Imagine if you lived in a cul-de-sac and it's like you had like 10 or 20 girls next door.
Ooh. Imagine
or
fucking
if you
a girl
lived
at a
in
football
a
game.
Yeah.
Cheerleader.
Oh, my God. In the middle of the field?
Yeah.
Maybe underneath the tackle pile so no one can see it?
What if a girl was a scientist and she wanted to do an experiment on your butthole?
I'd be like, first of all, take those glasses off. Second of all, take that lab coat off. Third of all, take my pants off. And fourth of all, take all my sperms out of my balls.
Extract. Yep, you need to do an emergency extraction on my sperms. That would be so hot to date a surgeon.
I would give her a numbered list. I'd give her instructions.
How hot would it be to date a surgeon and she could... literally open up your nutsack, take your balls out, put them in her mouth.
That's what Crimes
spit
of the Future is about.
I never seen
really?
That.
Yeah, basically.
So wait, thanks for spoiling the movie for me.
Yeah.
You fucker.
I'd like to spoil a woman's
boobies.
I completely
spoiled the movie.
I'm really fucking horny, all this talk. It makes me horny.
I have to
it's
pee
just,
so
we
bad.
Just haven't fapped in a while.
We all need to fuck something and fap on it.
Wait, does that say 69th annual?
Yeah.
Bro, that actually, that has fucking fire.
Oh,
making
69.
You horny.
I've never noticed that it says 69th annual.
And this says Cosby.
Why are you wearing your hat that says
you
Cosby?
You put the sticker. It's on video. You put this sticker on my hat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You did that. And I had nothing to do with
shit.
That because I'm not a schemer.
A schemer?
I'm not a schemer. You're a schemer. So we're going to put that over there. Now moving on.
Okay.
Two different girls that I want to do anal with.
Yeah. the librarian, the scientist, the mathematician,
I fucking
love. Biologist, an anatomy expert.
Rogue.
Rogan. Not someone who was on Rogan. Who's got the connection?
He had a He had a hottie on recently.
Any of the Fear Factor, the babes of Fear Factor.
He had a babe beekeeper.
Okay, I'm officially hard as fuck.
A baby keeper?
No, a beekeeper. And I was.
I want a baby keeper. I want one who will get an abortion.
No bees.
I don't want my baby keeper when
no,
I put it in her.
No, she's a beekeeper. She's not.
I don't want her to keep a BB.
She doesn't want to keep the BB. She wants
I
to
don't
Hirsch
want her
BB.
Good. I don't
she
want her
to. Hirsch
she doesn't. She wants to stop Hirshing the bees.
I want her
the
to demelete it from her body.
Body Neil.
An abortion. That's what I want.
Abortion.
After I cremeal pie her,
baby. baby, I don't think I think I need you to get an abortion. I'm not ready for a femele.
I'm sorry I cream meal pied you.
I'm sorry I cream meal pied you. I'm not ready for a family, and you have to get an abortion. And I don't want to hurt your feelings about this whole thing. But
I know that females like you.
I know. I get it. I'm the meal. You're the female. It should be your desertion. But no. But no, no, no. Here's what I want to meet. Here's who I want to meet. Hot girl beer keeper.
A beer keeper, yeah.
St. Pauli girl.
Why did you sound exactly like fucking Larry King right then?
St. Paul. I don't
know. You can't do it again.
I will not be able to do it again.
You sounded exactly like Larry King.
Yeah?
Yeah, it really scared me.
I wish I sounded more like Don King.
What does he sound like?
I don't know.
Don King Kong.
Mm-hmm. Abortion's illegal.
What?
It's illegal.
That one didn't even work.
You have to go do it in a back alley meal.
Yeah.
No, that's we completely lost it.
It's done. You've lost the plot, mate.
Yeah, you've lost the bloody plot.
You've lost the bloody plot.
No, stop. It's not making any sense anymore.
Emil,
what is his name? I forgot what his name is.
Emil Hirsch.
No, that's not working at all. Even that sounds wrong. Just saying his name.
It's just Emil Gill.
No, it's not. Are you saying illegal? Are you trying to say illegal? No, that doesn't sound right at all.
Emil Gill
sounds better.
Emil Gill.
You're hershing my fucking brain right now.
My brain is hersh.
Okay, sorry.
It should be Emil Gill for you to hersh my brain like this.
Okay. Okay, we're done.
We're done.
And he's in another movie.
Where he's in Speed Racer.
Speed Meal.
Stop, guys. Stop.
Speed Meal.
Speed Meal Racer. Turn this off. This is terrible. Don't go Speed Meal Racer. You're saying nothing. You're saying fucking nothing. We're not doing anything right now.
Speed Meal Racer.
We would be better off turning off the microphones. This makes no sense. All right. I'm putting my foot down.
What if we do?
We're not
going to
turn them
2 minutes where the mics are completely off.
I don't actually want to do it. I want to do the normal show.
Where the mics are off.
No, why do you want to do
what
that?
Else
that
did
would
you
be
guys?
That would be experimental. That would be we'd be breaking new grounds.
I'm so glad you didn't say experimental. No, we're not going to turn.
Yep, we're
fuck me.
We're leeling them on.
No. You need to stop doing this right now.
We're not turning them.
You need to stop doing this right now because this is not.
Okay, we're not going to turn the mics off.
That doesn't even matter.
No, fuck you.
His name is Hirsch. Osh. You suck.
What else happened?
Who's his wife? Wait, who's Emil Hirsch's wife? Looks like Ariana Grande.
What is it? Jamila Jamil? Oh.
No way her name is
Jamila Emil calls out Emil Hirsch for
So Jamila Jamil calls out Emil for his Hirschful behavior. No!
I can't believe it's Jamila Jamil.
That is so fucked up. Jamila Jamil calls out Emil Hirsch for Hirschful behavior. This is so shit, man.
This is the worst thing.
We have to stop. Somebody bring up anything else.
I was trying to ask what else happened.
Nothing else happened. Yeah, I guess you're right.
He's alpha dogged us.
Emil Hirsch is alpha dogged us. I literally don't even know who this fucking guy is. That's
name.
The worst part.
He's
I've never seen
He's a guy from Lords of Dogtown.
And Speed Racer.
No, he's not from Speed Racer.
Yes, he is. He plays Speed Racer.
He plays Speed Meal Racer.
In the Wachowski sisters' Speed
Racer. Oh, he played Into the Wild guy. That guy. Did he get eaten by a bear or is that a different dude?
That's a different
dude.
That's
Bear Man.
That's Grizzly Man. Yeah.
Into the Wild's a guy who just like went into a van and was like, oh, I'm just going to die here.
Yeah.
Right? What an idiot.
What ethnicity? Oh,
his middle
is
name
he?
Is Davenport. Let's work that in.
Okay.
No. I'm not having more of this.
Is Emil from Halo Reach black?
What? No, Emil is actually white, says somebody on the Halo Waypoint
Wait,
forum.
I love this. People also ask, is Emil Hirsch related to Leonardo DiCaprio? What ethnicity How old is Emily Hirsch? Is Emil from Halo Reach black? Who is the tallest Spartan in Halo? Why did Emil have a scratch in his visor? What race is Cortana? Why was Cortana blue then purple?
Cortana's original design was based on the Egyptian queen Nefertiti.
Does Whoa. Cortana have a crush on Chief? What's the answer to that? It's a romance. It should be called Halo, a love story. Cortana and Master Chief are in love. Master Chief.
Master Chief.
Master Chief.
No.
Master
Chief. No. Oh, fuck me, man.
Oh, that's horrible.
This is the worst
that's
day
Hershel.
Of my life. Stop. This is the worst day
the
of my
worst
life.
Day.
Man. No, 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 no.
No, it's done. It's done.
It's over. It
it's
is
over.
No.
It's. I said. Just said
it's
over.
Over. It's over. No, it's, we're not doing any more.
Yeah,
though.
It's over.
It's overish.
We're not doing any more of
You're
it.
Saying it like you're about to throw an SH in there.
But I didn't, did
I'm
I?
Sorry. No, you didn't.
CCH, pounder.
How old is Cortana in human ears? 343 believes Cortana is 8 years old at the beginning of Halo
what?
4. Holy shit.
Is that true?
That's not cool. They're in love?
Well, Master how old Chief, is Master Chief?
This your burn notice.
He's more than eight. He's more than double that.
We don't know.
He's 60.
He's always yeah, wearing
that's
a suit.
True. We don't know.
49 years old and okay. 2560.
But no. That's just it says how old is Master Chief physically.
Oh, yeah. That's
so mentally, he's eight.
Did you guys ever read Fall of Reach? The mm-hmm. the
no
Dan
no I ain't read.
That was like one of the first.
That's
books
the book
I read.
That people don't read.
It's
read.
So sick, dude.
Yeah, I wish yeah, I'd read the.
So
you can
bad,
still read it.
Can
he
I
got
go pee.
No,
oh, we have like 2 minutes.
It's Hershing my bladder.
You just want. You don't even have to pee.
I do have
you
to
don't
pee
have to
so
eat.
Bad.
Never
Hershing
mind.
My bladder is weak sauce too.
Yeah,
Hershing was
is.
The first one.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're it's over.
It's over.
It's over.
That book's good though. He gets kidnapped. He gets
Master Chief.
Yeah, he gets kidnapped.
I didn't think that could happen.
Yeah, well, he—that's where he gets started. The beginning of the book is like a woman's walking around different planets, and she sees his ass.
Is it a prequel?
It is a prequel. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and Master Chief is basically selected uh-huh. for the Spartan program because he's a bald little white kid. And
oh,
like,
hey, good news! Emil Hirsch was in the Mudge Boy.
I want to hear about Fall of Reach.
It's a really, really good book. I highly recommend anybody read it.
Yeah, maybe yeah. I'll read it.
Especially if you're a Halo fan like myself.
I don't really know anything about Halo.
I haven't played the last. I think they kind of started doing some stupid shit.
Yeah.
I think, honestly, I can't remember, but I think Halo might have gone woke.
I think,
for real?
Yeah.
To me, I just feel like if I'm going to play Halo, I'd rather play some horrible indie game arena shooter that's
oh my God,
two
wait.
Times faster.
Halo goes woke.
You're on a circle jerk subreddit, Jubio.
Everybody is welcome except gamers.
Another TV show ruined by identity politics. Oh yeah, I forgot they did the Halo TV show and everybody. But the real complaint was that there's no Master Chief in it.
Yeah.
Oh, there isn't?
No, I don't think so. I think
Dude,
it's like
remember when they used to when they said that Peter Jackson was going to do like a Halo
that
movie or whatever.
So
that would have been
cool,
fucking
man.
Insane.
That would have been so fucking.
I was
cool.
just making what Beatles the movie?
Yeah.
No thanks. We already have that. It's
what
called
they?
Help.
He's not even making anything.
Across the universe.
It's called Help.
Mm-hmm.
No,
help me away from watching this movie.
Sergeant
Beatles,
Pepper's
the movie.
Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah, and the Yellow Submarine.
Oh.
You're just naming.
Yeah, those
shish
are Beatles
now.
Movies.
No, they're not.
There's
those
a Beatles movie,
movies.
A Hard Day's Night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt. Nope.
Hurt.
Oh, so, Hard Day's Night.
Oh, okay. A Hard Day's Night.
Yep, just a Hard Day's Night with
That's
no
all.
Words switched into
no,
any words.
Nothing uh-huh. switched even a little bit.
Not even a that.
Not
tiniest,
even a tad.
Not even the eensiest.
Listen, I'm just glad the Beatles aren't alive to see what the Tories have done to this country.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
that's
there's
true.
One or two Beatles that are alive.
One or two?
Yeah.
Not for long.
Because it's disputed on whether or not that's really Paul.
That's one of the greatest documentaries ever made.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watched it in probably 10 years. I need to rewatch it. Paul
I
McCartney
watched
is
it
dead.
When I was 10 years old, and I think, like, you know, it's like that part in the documentary where it gets really serious and, like, the screen, it's like, whatever, and then I think my dad opened the door, and I went like, "Cause I was
you
so
got scared.
Scared.
You got scared.
Yeah.
You into
I thought
it?
That I was. I thought that I was unlocking
it is
a
scary a documentary. It's
yeah.
it's shot in the same way that those are edited the same way that those like Scientology documentaries are on YouTube, mm-hmm. where like they use like red words all the time,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
scary
yeah,
music.
Yeah. X-Files theme.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
X-Files theme.
Do you guys think this Church of Scientology may come for us for what we said about the disappearance of Shelley Miscavige?
We did a whole episode where you audited me.
Oh, yeah. That's it. That was pro-Scientology, I'd yeah. say. I'd say I'm slightly pro.
I'm leaning towards it.
Yeah. I mean, they have a beautiful...
Jason Lee was in it,
I'm willing to hear them out.
That's the thing. Leah Remini is your, like... Your going canary clear. In the coal mine.
Hey, she was a bitch on King of Queens.
Exactly, yeah. Also, you could get a hotter girl than Leah Remini.
Yeah.
Right?
There's some fi-ass celebrities in this church.
If they could get me doing stunts like Tom Cruise, just even on a smaller scale, I don't need to do the
John
crazy
Travolta,
stuff.
We can loop back to that. To play us out, watch the whole...
No, we won't.
Every Scientologist...
Every Little Step video.
Every Scientologist has a pretty good life.
Yeah.
You know?
Aaron Cairo. Yeah.
And every other person has a pretty shit life, I'd say.
Aaron Cairo, professional skateboarder from the San Francisco Bay Area. He's teaching everyone how to do kickflips and skate in glass skateboards.
We already talked about this guy.
Mm-hmm. He's in the Scientology DVDs that I was...
Do Scientologists have heaven?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They do, right?
I don't really
it's
know
It's a volcano,
anything.
Though. Or no. The volcano...
You're thinking of Bionicles.
No.
They live in a volcano.
There's so many parallels to Bionicles and Scientology.
Mask of Light.
Dianetics. Bionicolinetics.
Yep.
Bionicolinetics.
Yep. The Paraka.
We have to put these two together.
Barack Obama is a Scientologist.
We put these two things... Two religions.
Bionicology.
Paraka and Dianetics, or Bionicles and Dianetics.
Scienceicles.
If we get them together, Bionicology.
I said that first.
You did? I didn't hear it.
I said
I was
it
lost in my thought.
Said.
But we
you
get
lost
that together.
And going like this. You went like this and you were tickling
we
yourself.
We will have the greatest cult in the world.
It's not a cult. Neither of those are cults. Those are actually very valid religions. So. Yeah, watch around.
No. They aren't cults. We will make a cult.
All right. I'm starting to dislike your attitude, so I'm ending the episode now.
Okay.
Yeah. The way that you're talking is crazy.
Play that John Travolta song.
Don't trade that. Don't trade that play song.
Trade that John Travolta song.
Don't.
Wait, what is this?
Don't do
nope,
it.
Don't worry about
play
it.
Play this.
Bye.
Bye. Burger King.
Burger King.